Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
60416.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Grant Sills.
Okay. I do see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
480 South Marguerite Street.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, Mr. Seals. I do see your name. Would you verify your address, please?
480 South Marguerite Street, Tulsa, Illinois.
Okay. So on this account, I see you have the Wi-Fi booster. This is a little device that helps you speed up your internet. Is that what you're calling about?
I was wondering what the charge was. I didn't purchase nothing recently.
Okay, so the charges on this account is for the Wi-Fi booster, of course, when this order was created back in December. And then you join the shopping club. It's a membership that gives you access to get other gadgets at low cost, like the Wi-Fi booster.
I bought that back in December.
Yes, but you also joined the shopping club.
So there's a charge to the club?
Yes, the shopping club.
I have no recollection of joining no club. I just bought the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. Well, according to this, you joined the shopping club, but if you don't plan to use it anymore, I can close it.
Well, I get a refund?
Well, I can go ahead and close it and check with my supervisor, but based on the account, you authorized that you would join in the club. But if you miss the terms and conditions, I'll just see what she'll say. Hold on one moment.
Actually, I never received the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, let me go back and track to see what happened with that as well. One moment. Okay, so my supervisor is saying, of course, the charge is valid, but the company would allow me to give you 35% back off of that, the recent charge that you've incurred for the month of June.
Huh.
Because this account was created in December, and are you just
And
noticing?
now I'm just getting charged.
Okay, well, you're just noticing
I
that
just
you
noticed
have
it, yeah.
this.
How many times have I been charged?
Well, the account was created in June, December rather, of last year.
Exactly. So how many times have I been charged?
Well, this is a monthly club that you join.
Take me off of this thing.
Okay,
So
one moment. Uh-huh.
I cleared $56 per month.
Okay, well, the first, the yes, you have been paying that amount.
For buying a Wi-Fi thing that I never received.
Well, based on what I see here, this account was created in December. This is a third-party call center, so we can only see certain information. We normally track the order and things of that nature. I was getting ready to track the order, but I'll put a notation in as well for the administrative staff to, they can reship it. They will reship it at no charge to you, and you won't incur any more charges. And I will close the account so you won't get any, they won't use the account anymore other than to use your address to reship it.
Somebody contact me?
If they need to contact you, they will by email, but they'll just simply mail another Wi-Fi booster out to your home.
I need someone to contact me. I need to talk to somebody from the company.
Okay, like I said, we're the call center, so I'll go back to my supervisor and let her know what you're saying. Hold on one moment. Okay. Of course, she is saying the charge again. The charge is valid, but she will allow me to give you half, 50% back, off of the most recent three charges, and that's pretty much all she can do because this company is saying these charges are valid. Because when you authorized the Wi-Fi booster, you did authorize the membership.
What is the company's name
Well, the
and
company is a
phone
Koala
number?
Consultants.
Koala?
Koala, Koala.
Koala?
Yes.
and their phone number.
We're their customer service line. So this,
Who can I talk to from the Koala?
Well, we represent them. They don't have a number for you to call.
So this is a scam.
Well, we're customer service for this company. We answer the phone for a number of companies who have hired us that manage their customer service questions and concerns.
I have not gotten anything from Koala, no email, no nothing like that, stating that I am a membership of a Koala shopping network.
Well, according to what I see here,
go online and ordered a Wi-Fi booster and hit okay.
Okay. So according to what I see here, they emailed you at grantsz1970@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's me.
So I don't know what they sent you. I don't have the email because we're customer service. We have details of the order and things of that nature. But I'll go back to my supervisor and let her know if she either wants to speak with you or she has
a reply. I don't want the Wi-Fi booster resent to me.
Uh-huh.
I want all my money back, and I want taken off the shopping list.
Okay. One moment. I can cancel the account. Hold on. Okay, I'm almost done.
This seems really shady.
Okay, so I'm preparing the call. I'm closing out the account. I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor so they can speak with you about the charges you incurred.
Thank you. Can I have a site I can go to?
Where was that?
Is there a site I can go to?
A site?
Yeah.
Not to see within.
Where I supposedly bought this Wi-Fi booster. So I assumed I bought it through Comcast Xfinity. Okay.
So the website that the Wi-Fi booster is on is, you ready?
Yeah.
It's Trendy. I'll just spell it out. T-R-E-N-D-Y.
E-N-E-Y, what?
It's T-R-E-N, D as in David, Y, discountgoods.com.
Discount.
And that website has a number of gadgets and the terms and conditions of this order. Now, I have prepared the call. I've closed the account so the company can't use the account anymore. And I'm going to transfer you over to our supervisor so they can speak with you. Yes, sir. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm just holding for one of them to become available. One moment.